Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
In this episode, we share the five key learnings from our American adventure, in particular how it's opened us up to the new ways of thinking, being, and working.
The past few weeks have been a real game changer, and we hope it inspires you to go outside your comfort zone, create new experiences, and live life to the fullest.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift a lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. So we haven't been around for the last two weeks.
It's been a while, listeners.
It's been 2 weeks, actually. So it'll be 3 weeks, actually, when this comes out. But we have been on our epic American adventures, haven't we, Mr. D?
Oh, it was so epic. So much fun. We did take the podcasting equipment with us.
We did take the podcasting equipment.
We were actually either too busy or having too much fun to actually sit down and get a podcast nailed.
And that's the blunt truth for you. We did have all the good intentions, but actually what we're going to explain actually in this podcast, which is what we've learned, our top five things about what we've learned from being away on our American adventures. One of those things that we're going to talk about was the fact that we kind of did switch off, and it's been a really incredible thing to do. So even though that we had our best intentions of bringing our podcast equipment with us, we decided to be fully present and fully in the moment instead, and give ourselves that time. So we apologise for not being around in your world for the last few weeks, but we hope this makes up for it. What else have we got going on? Oh, well, tomorrow, we literally got home yesterday.
Yeah, we landed at 6 a.m. into what felt like a very cold London after being in South Beach, Miami.
Yes, we were in South Beach, Miami, and then we came home to, when it was 6:30 in the morning, I think it was 2 degrees. And frost, yeah, we were quite alarmed seeing the frost on the ground. And we've been home basically 2 days. And tomorrow we head off, tomorrow early, we head off to run our retreat in Ibiza, which we're so excited about. We do have a little bit of jet lag, not as bad as I thought, actually. Kind of recovered from a really good night's sleep last night. It helped us recover. But we're off tomorrow to run our Ibiza retreat at the amazing Six Senses Resort. We've got some amazing people on that. I am so excited about meeting those people and spending really amazing quality time with them and supporting them on their midlife journey.
I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. It'd be good to be back in Ibiza again.
Yes, we haven't been there since January.
We're skipping out of London as Storm Bertie or Bettina or something hits back to sunny climb, so we're very happy about that.
I know, because it has been quite a shot to system today, actually walking around. But yeah, sunnier climbs tomorrow, and I'm sure if you follow us on socials, make sure you do. You have probably been following our American adventure. Now you get to follow our Ibiza adventure as we work with our amazing clients out there. And then actually, we come home for 2 days, and then I'm off to another retreat, a women's only retreat, where I am staffing at that retreat, and I'm very, very blessed and honoured that I've been chosen to do that as well. It was a retreat that I went on in April, And it had such a profound effect on me that I have trained to be someone that staffs a retreat. So I'm very blessed. So I think I've worked out that I've been in the UK for about 6 days in October. So hopefully that makes some sense about why we have left for the last 2 weeks.
So here's a quick recap. Our trip to America, we flew into Las Vegas, arriving in the evening, of course, headed straight out onto Fremont Street, had a great time, had another night in Vegas. Then we picked up a hire car and we drove kind of the long way around to a place called Page, which is on Lake Powell. Of course, we stopped for a swim in Lake Powell. Spent the night there. We were meant to go somewhere called Antelope Canyon, but it rained, so it was unsafe to visit. So we just pressed on to the Grand Canyon. Very, very impressive.
Which was very, 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 very impressive. Amazing.
And the amazing thing was the heat went from kind of like high 30s in Vegas. By the time we up at the Grand Canyon, it was maybe like in the low teens,
I think. It was freezing. We had not packed for that weather.
No. We carried on from there to Flagstaff, which actually is a higher elevation. So it was only, I think, 9 degrees we got out of the car there.
We were not impressed, people. We were not impressed. I had all my layers on. I was like, this is not what I signed up for.
But then we got to Sedona, which is just, you know, breathtaking. If you haven't been there, you should put it on your list. Loads of hikes. We did loads of hikes there. Really magical moments. And of course, temperature there was back again in the mid-30s, I think.
No, I think it was a little bit lower than that, actually. I think it was about 27, I think it was. And that was amazing to see the sunset and the sunrises and the red mountains. It was honestly incredible. Like, the energy there was incredible.
It was. From there, we headed down to Scottsdale, which is just outside Phoenix. Of course, that was like properly in Arizona. So there we were hitting the 40s.
But I loved
that
heat.
Very dry heat.
I thought I could move here. I don't like the sweaty heat, the humid heat that you experience. Well, that we experienced for years and years and years living in the summer in Ibiza. I was like, oh, I like this. I could get used. And I really liked Scottsdale. You weren't as keen, but I really, really enjoyed our time there. It had a very cosmopolitan vibe and lots to do. And then after Scottsdale, we went to our conference, didn't we? And stayed there.
Our conference, yeah. Then we flew to New Orleans. Had a great time there.
Why are you saying it like that?
It was so much fun.
It was so much fun. The architecture, the French influence there was just off the scale. Like, I kept getting my phone out. Every moment I was getting my phone out to take these incredible photos. And they were very, very hot, obviously, on the Halloween, so everything was decked out at Halloween. You know, everywhere had skeletons and ghosts and ghouls and things like that, but it was really nice to be mixing with the people there. They're friendly. I think that was the friendliest place that
very friendly down there. They talk about, you know, the southern hospitality. That definitely was. It was,
and then we went to the swamps.
Went to the swamps, we saw gators, we saw raccoons,
love
who were
raccoons.
So cute. And then to Miami, where we finished up, staying on South Beach, which is lovely to see all the Art Deco buildings there.
That was incredible too.
Gave our talk at Soho Beach House, Miami.
Oh, we did do that, you're right. Yeah.
And then flew home.
Yes, so it really was American adventures. So I hope that gave you a little snapshot of what we were up to, but really, really enjoyed my time with James. It was really good for us to get a different perspective. And we're going to dive into, we thought, what should we do this podcast on? We thought we're kind of so fizzing and buzzing with what we've kind of learnt, I suppose, about our adventures and on our adventures, that we thought we would share that with you, because I feel like we've had some really kind of profound shifts, and I'm still assimilating what that means for me personally, but we thought we would share some of the top five that we've
five
been discussing.
We
exactly. So you go, Mr. D, with your first one. Well, it's both of ours.
Yeah. So the first one was something we bang on about all the time. Listen, when you're going for a goal, like having a routine and being disciplined about it is so, so important. And that stands. And actually, one of our other tips is going to kind of reflect on this. But also, getting out of your routine, being in a different environment, actually opens up new insights, new ways of thinking as well. So this isn't an excuse to like ditch your routine and nothing, but just like that change, getting away to a completely different place and surrounded by different people, not having a routine, you know, being on the road, taking it as it goes, that just opens up so many new thought processes, so many new insights. So I'd recommend it. If you're ever feeling a little bit like stuck in life, maybe take a trip away.
Yeah, and I totally resonate with that. It's been really, really nice. You know, James and I, we are super disciplined people. We get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, we go and train, we come home, we work, blah, 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 blah. But what we hadn't realised, what I hadn't realised, is just how stuck that also makes you. It makes you, I don't know, just like the neural pathways just don't fire in the same way as when you're kind of like out of routine. And it was something that we discussed reflecting on our time away, that I was like, okay, we really need to actually build more of that into our life. More being out of routine. We definitely need to have more of that in our life. And there needs to be a bit more of a balance, for sure. Definitely.
Exactly.
So the next one is that actually being around, for our conference, actually this is just the whole time we were away, actually. Being around different people, being stimulated by all these different conversations you're having, is just so enlightening, and it really elevates our state. It really elevated my state. So that's not just the people that we met at our conference that we went to, which was the whole purpose of us going to America in the first place. It wasn't just that. It was all these other inspiring people that you just chat to and meet and connect with. It blew my heart wide open, to be honest. And then at the conference, just seeing all these other successful, inspiring human beings that are so open to helping you, my goodness, like that has inspired us on another level. Like, what is possible? The opportunities that are out there, the people that look you in the eyes and actually are interested in what you do, and are then really inspired to give you tips and help and support. They're completely open to that, and they see your potential. And it's so important. I sometimes, you know, we do have coaches and we do have mentors, and we always bang on about how important that is. But to be in that space of so many of them that have been in similar positions to what we're in right now, and to see them and how they grew and how they went through their struggles and all of that stuff, was just off the scale. I loved absolutely loved it. So if anyone from that conference is listening to this podcast, because obviously we told them that we were podcast hosts, if any of you are listening to this, thank you for being so welcoming to James and I on our first ever conference with you guys. It was wonderful.
And we'll be getting some people from that conference on the podcast as guests coming up.
We absolutely will. Excited for that. So number three.
Yeah, so this is like the flip side of the coin on the routine. So even though it was being out of routine was really good for us, insightful, it's also controlling the controllables, right? So one thing we kept up was actually sticking to workouts. All the places we stayed, bar one, had a gym of some sort. And it's actually really refreshing. Like, the gyms were very different everywhere we went. Some were quite small, some were really good. So we committed to still getting up, doing our workouts. You know, we'd be out on Fremont Street, out on Bourbon Street. The next day we're up, we're working out, we're training, because that is important to us. And it's something we could still control and do. It was actually kind of fun adapting our workouts to what we could find there.
Yeah, and I wasn't always doing like a full weights program. I was doing cardio, and that felt really good. Especially with the time zone difference. Actually, I thought, oh my goodness, I feel so tired. Like, we were here, there and everywhere. But actually, as we always say, you only regret the workout you don't do. And so there were moments where I was like, I really don't want to do this. I'm too tired to do this. And, you know, I'd go and do a bit of a cardio, or James and I would go for a run. And it just really helped lift that energy and lift those feel-good hormones. But I really enjoyed training at all the different gyms. Some of them were incredibly basic and we had to be quite creative, but it was good. It was great fun. Great fun training with James in different ways as well. So I love that.
But I just want to say, it's something we hear a lot from clients. Like, oh, I'm traveling, so I can't train. I think it's so important, even doing like a short workout that's adapted. So you're just sending that signal to your subconscious that, yes, you'll commit to this. This is a path that you're on. It's a way of life for you. And for sure, you know, one of the other points going to relate to the diet, our food was not great on the road. And this helped us keep in pretty good shape as we were going as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't have a gym, this is the thing. It's really important to do a bit of that cardio to keep elevating your mood, to keeping you energized. You can always take bands. This is what we say. We take bands. with you in your suitcase. They're not heavy, obviously. So you can carry on doing something. And that, again, just, it creates that sense of self-esteem, self-trust, that you're continuing that. Because as soon as you get out of that routine, in that sense, your subconscious mind will come in and go, oh, you're eating bad food and you're not training and there's no point in doing anything anymore, blah, blah, blah. So the next one, number four, is that actually I think, I mean, I used to love traveling. I traveled on my own when I was about 28. I traveled, I went to Southeast Asia, I did Australia, I did India, and I'd always wanted to do that. And I'd kind of lost, you know, James and I have been working so hard for the last 8 years. We actually took our first hot proper holiday together in June. But that was back to like the Ibiza area, right? Formentera. I had forgotten how much travel ignites my soul. I'd forgotten how important adventure is. I think, you know, we're blessed now. We can jump on planes. We can go anywhere in the world. I had underestimated how much it gave me a sense of openness and spaciousness. I genuinely feel like I have reprogrammed part of my subconscious mind, my neural pathways, from having all these different experiences and these adventures and seeing different cultures and seeing different architecture, having these amazing conversations with people just on the street. Just, it is so life affirming and awakening. And I'm never going to allow myself to forget that again, that I am born and hardwired for adventure and seeing new things with my amazing husband. It has made me so grateful that we've had that experience. I'm getting emotional that I'd forgotten that is part of my DNA. And I encourage you to, if you can, just please make the time to go and have new experiences. Don't necessarily keep going back to the same old places. Go and try something new, because it opens you up in a way that you can't actually expect.
Definitely. It's so exhilarating to think, like, what's over the next hill? What's around the next corner?
Yes.
What's around the next bend in the road? Yeah, I love that aspect of it. You know, the kind of the unknown and discovering things.
Yes.
And meeting new people and new experiences.
Discovery, risk, yeah. All of that stuff. It was
fantastic.
Amazing. Wonderful. And the final one is, you want to start the final one off?
Yeah, so it's about, you know, it's not always easy to eat in the way you would like to when you're traveling,
especially in America where we were.
Yeah, so we're very blessed. At the health conference, the food was healthy and great, so that was brilliant. But kind of outside of that, it's very hard, particularly I think through northern Arizona when we're on the road, stopping in small towns. You know, we found it was a choice of kind of steak or ribs, and then the vegetable options were coleslaw or beans.
That was vegetables, like a tiny bit of carrot in a coleslaw.
But you know what? You just don't sweat it. You roll with it. And yeah, that's why we, you know, committed to working out as well. So like, okay, well, you know, this isn't ideal. But you know, when we could eat healthily, we did. When we couldn't, we just didn't worry about it. But it's also good to experience all new food and cuisines as well.
Yeah, New Orleans was a challenge. But I think what it made both of us realise, we had a stop in Sedona for a few nights, where we had a kitchen. We were like, oh my, like a proper kitchen actually. And we took that opportunity to, we even had a blender, which we were so excited.
We could make our power shakes again.
We could make our power shakes, but we went and got all of our stuff from Whole Foods, which was a big mistake because we nearly had to remortgage my flat in Hazelmere from how much we spent in Whole Foods. But we just felt very blessed to be able to go and get fresh food. So it was a real eye-opener about how lucky we are that we, you know, where we are, we can have fresh food, we can choose what to eat for our gut health, for our energy. And it was interesting actually how that food can make you feel very sluggish, very sluggish after a while, and actually not sleep as well as I normally would when we're making that kind of fresh food. So the gratitude that we had for that moment in Sedona where we could make our own food, and when we got back and we had our lovely food yesterday, we're like, oh, it's so nice to have fresh fruit and vegetables and all that kind of stuff. So Yeah, they're our lessons.
But it was also nice chowing down on ribs and beans.
It was. But definitely not for vegans. I mean, the South was... That would be such a challenge as a vegan to travel around where we travelled round. It's very meat heavy. I think... And the fish was very expensive. I mean, one of the other things we learned as a side note, by the way, is that America is insanely expensive. We found it incredibly, incredibly. You know, back in the days...
Unless you eat New Orleans po' boys.
Yes.
Which is a huge sandwich meal for very little
money. It's a sandwich meal. And it's a meal and a half. Like, James and I ended up actually sharing a lot of meals. You know, we'd get one and then share it because we started to realise very quickly that we didn't need two portions of everything. But yeah, we found America very expensive, actually. Long gone are the days... More expensive than London, for sure. But long gone are the days when you popped over to America and got stocked up on your nice jeans and your nice clothing and all that stuff that was a lot cheaper back then. But yeah, other than that, we've just had the most amazing, amazing time. We just wanted to share those little nuggets.
They might help you when you're travelling. They might even inspire you to take a trip. And if you are... feeling inspired, I'd just say, just do it. Just book it. Just go, get away. Even if it's only like a week, just get away, experience something new.
But do something adventurous. Do something adventurous. Anyway.
Sending you so much love. Till next time.
Yeah, sending love. Bye.
You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.